Welcome back to From My POV with Emily Savar. Today we have a very special guest from the fitness industry. We have Karina V on the show. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm so happy that it's a sunny day in Toronto.
I know. It's so nice. It's like, it just makes everything better when the sun is out and it's not gloomy and gray.
Absolutely.
So Karina is in the fitness industry. She's a Barry's Bootcamp instructor, trainer. So we're going to get into her POV of the fitness industry today. So why don't we just start right at the beginning? Tell me about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? All that.
Yeah. So my name is Karina V. I grew up in Toronto. I moved to Toronto from Russia. I
know
it's
kind of
bad to say right now.
But that's so cool though.
Yeah. So I was born in Russia. I moved here when I was 7 to Toronto.
Okay.
I grew up in North York and then I moved down to downtown Toronto like 15 years ago and I've been downtown ever since. So like Toronto's my home.
Yeah.
What was the second question you asked me?
Where did you go to school? Did you go to school?
Yeah. So it's funny. I went to school for nursing.
Oh my gosh.
For a year,
okay.
And then I dropped out and then I went to school to be a paralegal and I studied paralegal for 3 years. And then I ended up getting a job as a paralegal. I worked at a law firm for 2 years and I absolutely hated my life. And this is how my fitness career started.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So you just kind of like moved into fitness. Where did you find the love for fitness? Were you always very fit and working out?
Yeah. So I grew up dancing and did gymnastics. I was like into sprinting and like track and field. I was like placed in the competitions.
Cool.
So I was active my entire life. And then when I started going to university and getting the job at the law firm, I was barely moving.
Okay.
And I found that because I wasn't moving and I hated my job, I felt like I had no purpose. And I started to like develop really bad anxiety.
Okay.
I was just lost for like 3 years. I hated my life.
Yeah.
And I found yoga.
Oh.
So then yoga was a lot more popular back then. I think yoga is like now kind of fizzling out. It's like not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's just right? Not as popular.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I know. So there goes my yoga degree, my yoga training. No, I still do it, but not as much. So I ended up falling in love with hot yoga and I would do it like 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, I need to build a little muscle. So I started going to the gym. And back then, like it wasn't on Instagram. It was years ago. I was like,
okay.
Like 12 years ago. So I opened, like I got a men's health magazine and I would like learn how to do a bicep curl. And like, okay, this is what I have to do next. I spent like hours on the elliptical, like big mistake. But I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, right.
So I taught myself how to train. And then I decided to take a leave of absence from work and go to Bali.
Okay.
To do my yoga teacher training.
I was going to say, I feel like yoga is big in like Bali,
yeah,
like Thailand.
Yeah.
That kind
of
thing.
Then like that decision like forever changed my life.
Cool.
Because after when I came back, I feel like I had like a shift in perspective of how I want to live my life. And I didn't want to do what I was doing because I just didn't care for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just
What's
didn't
the point
like
of doing
the office
like?
Life. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not for me.
No, I get that. Trust me. I go into my office twice a week and that's like more than enough for me. And like more than enough. So then how did you ultimately end up at Barry's?
Yes. Great question. So I was training, I was teaching yoga like here and there. I was like transitioning from my full-time job into teaching yoga, teaching a little bit of boot camps. I ended up getting certified as a personal trainer because I wanted to start training people. And then I got hired at a kickboxing studio in Toronto. Okay. It's called Big Hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's old school. Back in the day was a thing. So I trained there for about 3 years. And then when Barry's came to Toronto, they asked me to audition.
Oh, my God. You do audition for Barry's?
No, it was the most intense auditioning process in the world. Like, I had 4 auditions and I had an interview and a photo shoot to get. Because it was a founding team, so it was very special to them.
Right. But that's so sick. I didn't even know that you had to audition to be at Barry's. It's like a show.
Literally. That's cool. So it was like an intense. But you know what? It's funny because I didn't. It's a long story, but there's like an ex involved and I didn't take the Barry's opportunity seriously. And
okay.
I was like, I'll try out. If I don't get it, who cares? Whatever. I'm a big hit. Like,
right.
I'm comfortable where I am. And one of my friends, Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, do it. Just trust me. Just do it. I'm going to kill you if you don't do it.
Yeah.
So I know I kind of took it seriously and I kept making it to like all the rounds. And
okay.
Like, okay. Maybe I'll get it.
Yeah.
And then I got hired and they took me to LA and New York to train.
So sick.
And like that decision also changed my life.
Right.
Like
to be able to travel.
Taking that leap to like work at Barry's because it like changed my career.
Yeah.
And I met my fiance.
Right. Isn't that crazy how things happen, though? Like, it's just everything happens for a reason. Yeah. I'm a big believer in that. Yeah. So for someone who doesn't know, like, berries, for example, I mean, obviously I do, but for someone who doesn't know, what does berries offer day to day?
So berries is a HIIT style training class. So we'll do treadmill workouts, like HIIT. So you're not doing endurance, or you're not running on the treadmill for a while. It's like HIIT bursts on the treadmill. And then there's strength training on the floor. And you keep switching back and forth. And it feels like it's a nightclub because the music is super loud. And it's like upbeat, fun energy.
Yeah, that's so fun. I've done a couple with Kevin.
Yes. Yeah. You haven't come to my class?
Like, I know. I want to come. I went with like the TPG girls way back like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember leaving and I was like, that was such a good workout. But I'm like, holy sh, my body hurt so much. I just had never moved my body like in so many different things so fast, right? Like you're just like going. But it was sick. Everyone needs to try it out because it does feel like a nightclub, obviously.
It's so fun.
What kind of inspired you to like stay at Barry's and just kind of that's your thing now? Like everyone, I feel like everyone kind of knows you for Barry's, like Barry's bootcamp instructor.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's just, like I said, it changed my life. And
yeah.
I love the community aspect of it. I love the people that I work with. I obviously get to work with my fiance. Sometimes it's a blessing. Sometimes it's a curse.
Right.
But I'm definitely just, you get hooked.
Yeah.
It's kind of culty that you get hooked. I'm just being honest.
But I feel like because there's so many locations too. Like some of my girlfriends go to like Barry's in different locations, which I think is sick.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's chain, but it's like a very niche chain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
It, like,
you
just recognize a type.
Yeah, it really does attract a type. And it has a very like distinct logo. Like the vibes are very distinct, which I think is what makes it stand out ultimately.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are the other locations of Barry's? Like where?
All over. So New York, LA, Chicago, literally like Texas. There's one in Mexico City, Paris, Dubai, Australia. It's all over the world.
That's so cool. And I feel like all the Barry's bootcamp instructors are all like a little family.
Yes.
Because like you have a very specific role.
Yes, we are.
Which is so cool.
That's what I love about it too.
Yeah.
It's like we all just like lift each other up and
totally
help each other. It's great.
What's like a misconception people might have in the world of like fitness or boot camps? Because obviously there's a lot of like fitness, quote unquote, people out there that maybe think that boot camp's not the best for you, burpees aren't the best for you, running's not the best for you. Like everyone has their opinion. So what do you think like a common misconception is?
I think personally for boot camps and for Barry's, the one that I hear the most is like, I need to get fit before I come to Barry's. And I'm like, no, that is not true, because we have people coming in all fitness levels, like beginner, like someone that just had a baby, all fitness levels come to Barry's. And I think that people think, if I go, I have to go full out. I have to sprint the fastest. I have to lift the heaviest weight. And you don't have to do that. You can literally start in a jog. You can walk.
Yeah.
You can lift light weights, but you'll get there.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And I think people get intimidated when they shouldn't.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then in terms of like healthy eating, obviously people like to work out a lot. Then there's some people who like eat like shit. Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah.
And then there's people that do a lot of eating healthy and then don't work out, but it's like the healthy mix of the middle, right? So like, what do you think the misconception is of like healthy eating and like living a balanced lifestyle?
I think it's the same thing. I think it's like an all or nothing approach. Some people think like, I either have to eat healthy 24/7 and eat like chicken and broccoli and like suffer and not like, you know, go out on the weekends and go to restaurants, where it really should be about balance.
Yeah.
It really, like, I believe in the 80-20 rule, where 80% of your meals, if you have control at home, if you are at home meal prepping, then do your best to eat healthy.
Yeah.
But if you're out with your friends on the weekend or on the weekday, live your life.
Yeah.
Like, eat whatever you want, because without the balance, you're going to crash and burn.
Yeah, totally. I've been seeing that on TikTok a lot, actually. Like people, like trainers making like the balanced lifestyle videos, like saying like, this is me on a Thursday afternoon and then this is me on a Saturday, and they're out drinking with their friends, which I think is like so important though to show, because I will admit too, like I've had struggles like kind of with the balancing. Like when I was like really working out hard and only eating certain things a day, like I really felt guilty for eating certain foods with my friends or drinking, right? So like I had to find like the middle ground in it.
Yeah, I feel like if you are actively like saying, okay, 80% of my meals, I'm gonna meal prep, I'm gonna make sure I'm getting my greens, I'm getting my macronutrients, right, my carbs, my good fats, and protein. If I'm, you know, doing that 80% of the week, I should be proud of myself.
Totally.
And then 20%, like, life is about enjoying too.
Yes.
But also, that being said, you don't have to make chicken and broccoli. You can make healthy meals that are delicious. There's so many alternatives now. Like, you can do pasta that's like high protein and it's made from lentils.
That's
you can
so
make
true.
Like a gluten-free pizza with whatever you want.
Yeah, we're really living in an era though with like all of the better options in terms of like there's so many ways you can go with it now, which is great.
We are lucky.
Yeah, we are lucky. What do you love like about being a trainer? Like what is your like favorite thing about being a trainer in general?
I think my favorite part is teaching in person, just like feeling the energy of my clients and having them coming out of class or taking my class online and being like, that felt so good. Like,
right.
That made my day. Like, I felt crappy today and I was in a bad mood, but, you know, that made my day. Or like coming out of the room saying, I feel so much stronger. I've been doing this for a month now and I feel so much stronger. Or some people even like, I lost weight. You know, I've been consistent. I've lost like 10 pounds and because I've been working hard. So for me, I feel like that's really rewarding. And
yeah.
It almost gives me like a purpose.
Yeah, totally. So your online classes, how often does that happen?
So that's on demand.
Oh, it's on demand.
Yes.
Wow.
So you can do
strength. Through Barry's.
No, it's just my platform.
Oh, just through you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's my own app. So you can do all types of workouts like strength training, Pilates, yoga. That's where the yoga comes back in.
Yeah.
There's stretching. There's everything, anything you want.
That's sweet. And so how often do you film that?
Once a week.
Wow. Wowza. That's, you're busy.
Yes.
Busy. Because then how many classes do you teach at Barry's a day?
I teach eight classes a week, which is not a lot. Right. I used to teach 14.
Wow.
And then I lost my voice, so I stopped.
You're like, I can't be screaming like this all the time.
No, but a lot of the trainers that I work with, they're full time, which is 14 to, like my fiance teaches 16 classes a week.
And then how does he find the time to work out?
He like in between class. But then he goes on like long naps during the day. I can't bug him.
That makes sense because he has to have so much energy when you guys are like pump people up. That's so funny. What did like you not love about being a trainer? Is something you wish you could change in the fitness industry?
I think with some of the online, there's a lot of trainer shaming, which I don't like. It's like, yeah. Oh, you shouldn't do burpees, or oh, you shouldn't do this, oh, you shouldn't do that. Like, I think if someone likes something and they're moving their body, let them do it.
Right.
Don't shame them for doing something that, you know, just because one person doesn't like this doesn't mean that another person doesn't. So if you're active, if you're moving, then just do it.
Yeah.
You don't need to shame.
Totally. How did you transition during COVID, like for teaching wise? What were you doing during that time?
It was interesting because when we went to that first day of lockdown, I woke up and I was like, Chris is my fiance. I'm like, let's do live classes. I'm like, we have to like have a routine and feel like we're all still connected. So I just posted on my story. I'm like, live workout today, 5:30. If you don't have weights, bring like milk cans, bring wine bottles, bring backpacks. We'll figure it out. We'll do body weight stuff. And then like 250 people showed up to the live. And we ended up doing it every single day.
That's sick.
5-6 days a week. Yeah. And we ended up growing it to like 500 people and 600 people.
Oh my God. That's great.
Yeah.
So did you always have your online program before that, or did that kind of spark from COVID?
That was from COVID.
Wow, so everything happens for a reason. Isn't that crazy?
I know, right?
Really though, what is something you wish you could change in the fitness industry as a whole?
As a whole?
Is there anything that like you don't really love? Like just, it could be anything in terms of like the shaming for the trainer, like the shaming of like workouts. It could be anything industry-wise. Or anything you think that they should add in.
Honestly, I think, from my point of view, I think that it is a very, especially in Toronto, it's a very tight community and I think it's pretty uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, no, I still believe that there are some trainers that I've seen trainers that will be like, oh, Barry's bad. Like just talking shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
talking smack.
That's fine.
Like just let people live.
Yeah. But I think that people in Toronto need to like stop talking shit because it's like there's so many options. We're in like a huge city. You can do boxing, you could do Barry's boot camp, you could do a spin class, you know what I mean? Like there shouldn't be that kind of like, but I feel like also because we are a big city that happens because there's so many people here.
Exactly.
And everyone has an opinion and wants to be heard.
You just have to like keep your
100%
ears closed.
100%. What is the biggest lesson you've learned as a fitness trainer, like from your path of like nursing to paralegal then yoga? And then
I think you definitely work harder. I think people think that, oh, it's easy to become a trainer.
Right.
I think that when I just started my career, because I was trying to really get myself out there, I think for 4 years, I didn't stop hustling. Like, I would take naps in my car. I would like show up to my client's house. I had a little smart car and I'd be like, okay, 10 minutes, take a nap.
Yeah.
Because it's very exhausting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's very rewarding. And what I've had to teach myself is to believe in myself, because it's a very saturated market and there's a million trainers, and now there's 10 million trainers because everyone became a trainer over the pandemic.
Right.
So yeah, I literally think it's everyone, that's true. Just believing in yourself and just staying consistent and inspiring people.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's all about inspiring people to move, to eat healthy, and to just to live a healthy, happy life.
Totally. Your personal brand, obviously, on Instagram is like tied to your fitness, like 100%.
Yeah.
What kind of brands do you work with on Instagram that kind of like, I see you working with like clothing brands, stuff like that. Like, what has been like that journey like for you as a personal, on a personal standpoint?
It's interesting because when I decided to, I'm a pretty private person, and it took me a hard, like it took me a while to decide to make my Instagram public. And when I did, I had so much anxiety.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, okay, the bigger picture is I'm growing my brand and I'm, you know, gaining clients. But what came with that was the brand opportunities, which is awesome because I've gotten to work with some really, really cool brands like Adidas and Lululemon, and
so
Nike has sent me stuff. And another big brand we did was Michelob Ultra. We had like a 2-year contract with them, which was really fun. And really, they did like a really professional shoot with Chris and I, which was really intimidating because they put us in a studio for like 8 hours and we had to be like, and action.
Yes, I think I actually did see that.
I did see that. I was not trained for this.
I love that. But that's such a good point though about like making your profile open too, because I was just with my girls at Parlay and we were talking about growing your brand, and like a lot of them have their closed private Instagrams and they're like worried to post. And I'm like, guys, if the long-term look at this is that brand partnerships will be around for so long. Like you might not have this job forever. It might not be your career, but brand partnerships is all about you and your personal brand. So like you need to like step out of your comfort zone and open your Instagram to even open up the opportunity that comes with it.
And you never know.
Because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. And it's like, we're all in sports, right? So it's kind of similar to fitness in a way, like work with the same-ish brand. So it's like, that's just like taking that step to like get to the next level.
I'll tell you a secret. I still get like, I still have anxiety sometimes when I post. I'm like, what are people gonna think? And then Chris is like, who cares?
Yeah, no, seriously. That's like, I feel like boys though, like my boyfriend's the same way. Yeah. I have like a way better like logical, like I'm the same way. I send like, I'll see my post like got sent by like eight times, right? Like in on the insights, and I'll be like, oh my god, like what are they saying about me? Like, do they not like my outfit? Like, do they not like this post? And my boyfriend's like, what the hell? Like, what? Why are you thinking about that? I'm like, because I don't know what people are saying, but that's what happens when you put yourself out there.
Yep.
So it's just like part of the deal, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think the hardest part of being a trainer is, other than the work hours, obviously, and the hustling in the very beginning?
I think it's easy to compare yourself to other people in the industry. You know, sometimes, you know, someone has a bigger butt or more abs than you.
Yeah.
Or they're just, they portray a better image of themselves online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy to get stuck in like comparison. And it's something that I definitely work on a lot.
Yeah. Do you find that like trainers, they kind of judge themselves off of like, based on like, oh, that person has more abs than me, so like a client could go to them instead of me, like in terms of body image?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess that's like one shitty thing about the industry.
Yeah.
But then there is like a whole other spectrum where it's there's so much body positivity now.
Right.
So I think it's shifting a lot and it doesn't matter as much as it used to.
Big thing though, you just said the way they portray themselves online.
Yes.
Because I think that's a huge part of it. And I feel like my podcast has really taken a social media spin. Like this season with all the guests I've had on have been talking about social media. It's true though, right? Because like everything you see online does not mean it's real, but people base a lot of opinions off of what they see online.
Yeah.
So that's why it kind of feels that way.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I get frustrated sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, so vulnerable.
I totally get it. Do you ever struggle, or have you ever struggled with body image, like eating healthy, like the healthy lifestyle yourself?
No, I grew up with a really health conscious mom.
Okay.
So she taught me how to eat really healthy and have a balance.
That's good.
And she is the one that put me into sports and put me into everything. Like, she even like got me a gym membership when I was like 16. I never went, but she did.
Yeah, that's nice though to have that.
So, no, I don't. With food, no. Sometimes with body image, maybe. And I think it's been more lately due to Instagram, not to myself.
Yeah.
Naturally, I'm a pretty confident person, but I think with Instagram, you, like we just mentioned, you tend to doubt yourself more.
Yeah, totally. Good point. What advice would you give to someone wanting to become a trainer or wanting to get into fitness? I'm sure there's many people listening to this being like, that is literally me. Because like you said, everyone wants to be a trainer now.
Yeah. And there's nothing
wrong with that at all.
No. If you want to do it, it is a fun job. It is fulfilling. I set my own hours most of the time. I could travel most of the time when I want. I think everything I just said about comparing, don't do that. Just believe in yourself and be yourself and try to find a way to stand out as who you are, because there's a lot of noise out there.
Yeah.
So stick to one thing. I think when I started, one problem I did was I was trying to do a million things.
Right.
And I didn't stick to one vision. And this is what I've been really working on in the past year of like, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm doing my app and it's fitness.
Yeah. Narrowing in.
Nutrition. And that's it. There's nothing else.
Totally. And then what about advice for someone who maybe wants to get fit or wants to just like start working out? Like what's kind of advice you would give to someone wanting to work with a trainer or go to Barry's, for example?
Yeah. Start. You could just start.
Yeah.
Start slow. But the only way to progress is to progress. So you have to start somewhere. And even if it's like 1-2 times a week when you're training or going out for long walks, start somewhere.
Cowgirl walks.
Cowgirl walks. Put in your calendar. Like, hold yourself accountable, find a buddy, because a friend will make it more fun and you hold each other accountable. Start slow and just never give up, because consistency is all it is. It's not about how hard you work out. It's about how often you go to the gym.
That's so true. Very good point.
How you get results.
What does your future look like personally in fitness? Like, what are any big plans coming down the pipeline?
Well, we're getting married. And
yes, I did know that.
Yeah, I'm getting married in September.
Oh my gosh, so soon.
So I'm feeling like a prenatal vibe. But I'm not pregnant right now. I don't know anything about prenatal fitness. So I think that's what I'm going to get into.
100%.
Because I don't know anything about it. And I want to learn what to do with my body when I'm pregnant and what not to do.
I think that's something that's really cool about the fitness industry too, though. Like, because our bodies change throughout our lives, like there's so many things to teach and also learn.
Yes.
So it just like never ends, right?
Yeah, like, and even with myself, like me 5 years ago, the way I was training is so different than the way that I'm training now. So it's, you're right.
Yeah.
It always evolves.
That's sick. So fun. Where are you guys getting married? Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're eloping, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay. Got it. That's cool though too. What is, like, if you could do anything with fitness, let's say like you got into fitness and then you didn't end up at Barry's. Let's say Barry's did not exist at all.
Okay.
What would you have done, do you think?
I think I would have done a lot of my own thing. I think I would have grown my own brand with more probably classes and maybe even open my own studio.
Right.
But that would be now cool. I'm happy that it's all online because
yeah.
I get to be more mobile. I can
totally
work from anywhere.
Literally work. That's also a nice thing about the pandemic that kind of came out of it that people didn't realize was like a big hit, was that you're able to go and like be in Florida and teach a class online.
Yeah.
Right? It's just crazy how the world has really just like come and gone in full circle, because all these things that didn't exist before the pandemic exist now and people can't imagine lives without them.
Yeah. Like, okay. I always think about like, what if the pandemic didn't happen? Like, where would you be right now? What would you be doing?
I think about, okay, first of all, I met my boyfriend during the pandemic, so I would not be here right now with him. Yeah.
See?
So it's like, that's one thing.
How did you guys meet?
Through Instagram.
Wonderful.
But you know what I mean? Like through like, just like messaging on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe we would have met in the future, but it's also like, we wouldn't have had so much time to spend with each other during the pandemic because we had like so much time to do.
And get to know each other.
Nothing, and get to know each other on like a deeper level than like going on dates and then like, oh, maybe I like you, maybe I don't, you know what I mean, like that kind of thing. You just
so
never know.
Cute. I love
you
that.
Really never know. And I never know with my jobs too, like I don't know if I would be working in sports betting. Who knows? Who really knows? What is your end goal with fitness in life once you have kids and all that? What would you end up want to be doing? Would you still want to be at Barry's, or would you want to raise your kids, live your life with Chris and do online stuff?
You're making me think of questions like I actually haven't thought
about this actually.
For me, my favorite part about my job is teaching group fitness classes in person.
Yeah.
So doing that, even if it's part-time and obviously raising children and still helping people with their nutrition, just inspiring people to live healthy
Yeah.
and living my best life.
and doing all the brand partnerships and just yes. keeping it going. Mommy blogger. That's the, big, that's the biggest thing in the market right now is although mommy I bloggers.
To, really? Oh, good to know.
Yeah. I know it's a huge thing. I was literally saying the other day to someone that like mommy bloggers are big because it's a lot of moms on Instagram.
Yes.
And like new moms who want to learn from other moms. And so when you have a mommy blogger saying buy these diapers, it's a great right, for brands. Like
when I get pregnant, I have no idea what I'm doing. So right. I'm going to have to follow the mommy bloggers.
Right. And they probably know. You know? It's crazy.
Crazy.
So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This thank was so fun.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad we got to squeeze this in. Very, very hard to get all, both of us in the same place this week, but it all worked out great. So
I'm so happy. This is really fun.
Yeah. I appreciate you. Inspo forever. So everyone follow Karina on Instagram. I will tag it below. And check out her class at Barry's, obviously. Toronto location, the one on Richmond.
Yes.
Yep, thought so. And go take a class with her. And I'll be back next week for another episode of From My POV. Bye.